Test 69, Section 1, Question 12. We're looking here to what's most supported. So, what we get as far as the passage. One should apologize only to a person one has wronged and only for having wronged that person. Now, this is limiting the situations in which you apologize. It's saying don't do it unless you wrong someone and then only to that person. To apologize sincerely is to acknowledge that one has acted wrongfully. So to do it sincerely is to say I did something wrong. One cannot apologize sincerely unless one intends not to repeat that wrongful act. So you can't do it sincerely unless you intend not to repeat it. So sincere apology means you acknowledge you acted wrongfully and you don't intend to repeat it. To accept an apology sincerely is to acknowledge a wrong, but also to vow not to hold a grudge. So when you accept it, then you acknowledge that it was wrong and you vow not to hold a grudge. So there's really not a main point to this. This is kind of, you know, the proper etiquette for apology and acceptance. So now we look at our answers and what is supported. If one apologizes and subsequently repeats the wrongful act, then one has not apologized sincerely. Problem there is it's not whether or not you do, it's whether you don't, whether you intend to repeat that wrongful act. You might intend not to do it, but then you slip up and do it again. One cannot sincerely accept an apology that was not sincerely offered. No, you could accept it sincerely because all you have to do for that is to acknowledge a wrong and to vow not to hold a grudge. If one commits a wrongful act, then one should sincerely apologize for that act. This is one where, yes, you probably should in the real world, but this passage isn't saying you should apologize. It's just saying you should only apologize if you have wronged someone, and then only to that person. So while C is good etiquette, it is not what is proven by this passage. D, an apology that cannot be sincerely accepted cannot be sincerely offered. I don't know that that acceptance is really going to limit it. And then E, an apology cannot be both sincerely offered and sincerely accepted unless each person acknowledges that a wrongful act has occurred. Yeah, that's true. We do know that because in order for it to be sincerely offered, you have to acknowledge that you've acted wrongfully. And in order to sincerely accept it, you have to acknowledge that it was wrong. And so E is our correct answer here. So we take that and go.